You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin, and I'm your guest host this hour, Shaky Graves. I'm going to play you a song by my favorite band, Namerica. This is Crooked Cowboy and the Freshwater Indians with Bedbugs.
Thank you.
So that was Bed Bugs by Crooked Cowboy and the Freshwater Indians, my favorite band that I know of. And I know that that's a pretty heavy thing to say, a favorite band, but I have like a personal, you know, legend in my head from when I first moved out to California, and I figured I should just go see some live music. I was like, well, this is what I do, so I might as well go see some live music and actually put my money where my mouth is. And sifted through everything on the internet and somehow came across this band and just decided to go see him on a whim and was blown away. And that one night I ended up meeting like 7 of the people that have gone on to affect my life in these strange ways, people from other bands I've gotten lucky enough to tour with. And anyway, it was this very cohesive evening that was set to the soundtrack of this crazy band, and most of their stuff isn't even released. They put on a really wild show. It's like spaghetti western psychedelic music, and the main dude, this guy Braun, plays crazy finger-picked bass and sings in this bizarre monotone voice, and then he's got like these 3 women that do like operatic warbly ghosty noise stuff, like woo, like a bunch of that. Anyway, I'm a huge sucker for it. I go crazy for it. And next up, I'm gonna play you a song that's, you know, one of my favorites for a different reason, for more of lyrical content. And this is another strange fellow who gets big points for originality in my book. This is Tim Fight with "Thought I Was a Gun."
Thought I was a gun. Thought I was a gun. Thought I was a gun, sitting on another gun. Spend a lot alone, I spend a lot of time alone. Thought I was a dream. Thought I was a dread. Thought I was a dread, swearing that other dread. Spend a lot alone, I spend a lot of time alone. Thought I was a band. Thought I was a band. Thought I was a band, playing with their mother's band. Thought I was a band, playing with their mother's band. Spend a lot alone, I spend a lot of time alone.
That's Tim Fight on KTX. And I love that song. I've always thought that was like a good example of someone kind of writing anti-lyrics. Like in the sense that the song doesn't really make that much linear sense, but the only part that really matters is the spend a lot of time alone bit. And you're like, I get it. Sometimes you think you're a dress wearing that other dress because you spend too much time alone. I understand. Well, I am just so excited to be your guest DJ today. I'm Shaky Graves from Austin, Texas. And I cut my teeth a lot making bad mixtapes that people had to trudge through. It was really hard for me to not throw, you know, like opera and then rap music, then back to opera. I like my musical varieties. And I love making playlists for people and showcasing stuff that I think is insane. So the next song up is from this album that I recommend everybody check out. It's one of the craziest sounding things that I have ever heard. It's well, I'll let you listen to it. It's a song called Yailalar by Selda from 1976. Take it away. Yes, yes, that is Selda. That is one of the craziest albums. I think it's just the self-title called Selda. And her name is Selda Bakan. I think that's how you say it. She's this super infamous Turkish folk singer, like really, really spoken out, female political, total badass. And the album just sounds like everything. It goes from kind of crazy sitar music to like Black Sabbath-y sounding stuff, and then just really funky. It's just absolutely insane. I don't know what came together in the heavens to produce such a funky album, but it's well worth your listen. Well, once again, I'm Shaky Graves. I'm your guest DJ today here on KUTX, and I'm gonna be playing some of my favorite songs. And when I was trying to figure out this playlist, I kept being like, I'm going to play some really out-of-the-box stuff. This is going to blow people's minds, you know? And then I kind of just decided to take it back a little closer to home to some stuff that really, whether it's cheesy or not, has affected me a lot. And when I first left our beautiful fair city of Austin, I went out to the to the war zone that is Los Angeles, and lived in Los Feliz, which is like a, you know, a very hip neighborhood or whatever. But I felt pretty isolated, even amidst all these people. And that was kind of the first place that I had enough time to give myself a musical education. I'd go and spend $10 at Amoeba Music in the vinyl dollar bins and get like 10 records and go home and just try and plow through them and find single songs that I'd like so I could make mixtapes for people like you. But I'm going to go ahead and play one of my OG favorites. This is Elliott Smith with a song called Memory Lane. And I always thought that this was just a pretty creepy song. It came out after he died, after he took his own life. And it's very upbeat and downbeat at the same time, as is Elliott's tradition. So here we go. Elliott Smith with Memory Lane.
The place you end up when you lose the chase, where you're dragged against your will from a basement on the hill. And all anybody knows is you're not like them, and they kick you in the head and send you back to bed. Isolation pulled you past a tunnel to a bright world where you can make a place to stay. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on Memory Lane. The mayor's name is Fear. His force patrols the pier from a mountain of cliché that advances every day. The doctor spoke a cloud. He rained out loud. You'll keep your doors and windows shut and swear you'll never show a soul again. But isolation pushes you till every muscle aches down the only road it ever takes. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on Memory Lane. If it's your decision to be open about yourself, be careful or else. Be careful or else. I'm comfortable apart. It's all written on my chart, and I take what's given me most cooperatively. I do what people say and lie in bed all day, absolutely horrified. I hope you're satisfied. Isolation pushes past self-hatred, guilt and shame to a place where suffering is just a game. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on Memory Lane. Your little house on Memory Lane.
Man, people pretty frequently ask me, like, who's big a guitar influence, man? Like, who, you know, is it Blind Lemon Jefferson? Or it's like, is it these old blues men? And I'm like, yeah, you know, definitely. But I always forget to put my money down on Elliott Smith. I really, he's always reminded me to just go for whatever you do. Because he was like a huge Kiss fan. He like loved the Scorpions and Arena Rock. And then he'd try and make songs and they'd come out sounding like that. So, you know, RIP Elliott. And I think you got something out of it, whether it was what you wanted or not. And that leads right into this song called I Can't Seem to Make You Mine by The Seeds.
Bye. your love. Come back. Cause I wanna love you. Girl, I wanna love you.
Man, that is just a tough situation. Can't seem to make you mine. Well, if that is the realm that you face yourself in, you might as well listen to some wise words from a heavy hitter in the wise words department, Mr. Roger Miller with Reincarnation.
If I was a bird and you was a fish, what would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to life from reincarnation? If I was a tree and you was a flower, what would we do? I guess we'd wait for the power of a reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to life from reincarnation? I love you, and don't you know I always will. You're a girl, I'm a boy, but suppose you was a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a bird and you was a fish, what would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to life from reincarnation? But suppose you were a rose and I was a whippoorwill. If I was a bird and you was a fish, what would we do? I guess we'd wish for reincarnation, reincarnation. Wouldn't it be a sensation to come back to life from reincarnation?
Roger Miller. You might recognize that trademark doo-ba-doo-doo-doo from Disney's Robin Hood. I finally put that together a while back, but I still find it wonderful that he's the singing rooster in Robin Hood. And if you don't know much about Roger Miller, you should really check out his catalog. He's a pretty crazy person and like TV personality. And there's some footage of him on the Johnny Cash Show where they are just high as a kite. And you should definitely watch it. They make up songs and do the whole nine yards. And, you know, folks like this, I just always think they have they've got the mindset correct. It's like road songs and kind of tongue in cheek, but like pretty honest stuff. And whenever I've been on a road trip, I've had this tradition with my friends where we always make a patron saint of the car. It's usually like two. It's one on the dashboard on the far right, one on the dashboard on the far left. You get postcards or some sort of cheesy picture. I have a bunch of jangles in my car, a bunch of little medallions and stuff. But a lot of these people have been patron saints on my road trip. Roger Miller and Elliot Smith. And then this fella has taken me on a few really good trips. And this song is about that very thing. So we got Tom Waits with Going Out West right here on KUTX.
Yeah.
so nasty. So nasty. Oh, that song is so nasty. I love it. I love it. It's that's one of my favorite. The lyrics in that song are absolutely insane. It's just some crazy scarred up nasty man going to make his riches in Hollywood. And he knows karate and voodoo too, and he's gonna make himself available to you. So once again, that was Going Out West by Tom Waits, someone that has to be admired at least in some way, even if it's just for being able to smoke cigarettes and scream about it, I guess. But either way, he's got a catalog that's just absolutely insane. Songs across the board worth listening to. And let's go from that sweaty barroom song to a glitzy tune that is basically the soundtrack of Everywhere I Go. This is what I hear in my head when I walk down the street. This is The Sunny Side of the Street by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Swing. Savor it. Yeah. Moment of silence. Yes. Awesome. Well, I feel much more sparkly than I did before. And I guess to keep that sparkle going, let's go right on to the next song. This is a song that kind of makes me, I don't know what you call it, where you go, that thing from cartoons. These girls make me do that. This is Mountain Man. Their song, Animal Tracks. Hold on.
We'll drink water. this way, we'll roll down our backs and follow animal tracks to a tree in the woods and a house. Emily's will see the bright baby eyes of a chickadee.
Anyway, that's Mountain Man. It's like three highly trained bird girls that just sing and play guitar and frustrate me. you're listening to KUTX, and I'm Shaky Graves. I'm your guest DJ that's dragging you through my musical mind right now. And let's go back to little Shaky Graves running around in his dad's low-income house, listening to whatever your parents listen to, which in this case, I had a choice between like playing the theme to Phantom of the Opera or some Talking Heads. So we're going to definitely go with the Talking Heads, and a song that has only gotten better every time I've listened to it, which is a real testament to how amazing that band is and what an heirloom they are to strange American music. So this is the Talking Heads with I Want to Live.
Thank you.
That's the Talking Heads with I Want to Live on KUTX. And up next we got a not depressing song. I'm lying to you. It's kind of a depressing song. But I've always found that where I'm talking to people, I'm like, oh, I love this band. They're like, that's a really depressing band. I'm like, is it? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I guess I have a sunny outlook even through sad songs. But this is the Country Gentlemen playing a song called The Little Sparrow, which I think is amazing because it's like a five-guy band singing this cautionary tale to lovely women who dare court the the animals that are men. So listen closely and enjoy this song. It is a beautiful, sad, cautionary tale. Stay away from men. They're bitey. Oh, the truth. Well, I guess to pull out of the shame spiral that is the Little Sparrow by the Country Gentlemen, I'm gonna bring up a serious heavy hitter. This is an amazing musician. He's a one man band from the 50s named Abner J. And he's got this whole like legend around him. His album is called The True Story of Abner J. And he was this crazy street performer, just kind of showman guy from Atlanta. And when you buy his album, it comes with one of his old pamphlets in it. And I have to read this to you because it's absolutely insane. And he talks about himself in the third person. So I'll let him intro this. Here we go. Abner J., the first of the original black musicians, the only electric six-string banjo you'll ever hear. Abner says the original 13 are dead, and he is half dead. For 42 years, Abner has been playing banjo, drums, harmonica, and singing all at the same time. Born in South Georgia, when Abner was born, his pa kept the birth records on his side of the house. The house burned down, the birth records were destroyed, and Abner has not been able to find out just how old he is. Abner is now enjoying his seventh wife, and he claims she is just about wore out, too. His worst tragedy was the first time he got married. Now it's buck dancing time! End quote. So I'll let the man take it away himself. Abner, step on up.
You know they're going to stop making them king-size cigarettes and start making a queen-size because it's got a bigger butt. Do you know why elephants don't smoke? Because they can't get their butts in the ashtray. I know old boy who took his girl out on the country road the other day, stopped his car and took his key out, says to his gal, "Now you gonna be like a camel and walk a mile, like a Chesterfield that's satisfied." She said, "It depends on whether it's king size or regular, daddy."
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the one and only Abner J with his song, "I'm So Depressed." and I'm your guest host today, Shaky Graves. I hope you enjoyed that. I get a huge kick out of a song called I'm So Depressed that ends with him laughing and begins with him telling horrible jokes. Go check out Abner. He's absolutely insane. And up next is one of my personal heroes, I guess. No other way to say it. I consider myself a big Townes Van Zandt fan, and I've been affected a lot by his songwriting and, you know, the place that he holds in Austin music and just the person I think he actually was, as far as I can tell or as far as anybody can tell. I know there's a lot of like, well, I saw him play the blah, 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 and I saw him this and that. And I definitely didn't because I was a munchkin. But his songs have resonated throughout my mind, and it was pretty hard to try and pick one that I wanted to send off with, you know? But it came down to a personal favorite of mine. This song is called Only Him or Me, and it's a song about, I guess, leaving, you know? And I'm lucky enough to be in between two tours right now and have been out on the road an awful lot, and it gets super strange, and you have to leave friends and family and loved ones, and I don't know, it's just a real mindset. It's awesome, but it's just like absolutely insane. So this is a very personal, relevant song, and it's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Townes Van Zandt with Only Him or Me on KUTX.
Don't go saying I'm leaving you, or thinking I never got close enough to stay. Time runs in and then runs out, starts again, and it's always been that way. You're gonna drown tomorrow if you cry too many tears for yesterday. Tomorrow's half of all you got. Treat him good, 'cause when I'm gone, he'll stay. Well, I won't be forgetting you, and you won't be forgetting me, I know. If memory comes a summer cloud, it rains a sweetness down below. Well, I see you like you look right now, maybe wonder why I had to go. But heaven is the way she is, and rain falls and rivers flow. So here's the feeling good, and here's to feeling bad. Here's to being thankful, sorry for the pleasures that we had. And autumn days and winter pains, God forgive us if you feel deceived. The clock don't know you like I do. It's only him or me you got to believe.
The clock don't know you like I do. It's only him or me you got to believe. That's it right there. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'm your guest host today on KUTX. I'm Shaky Graves from Austin, Texas. And I'll be traveling around a lot this summer, but I'll be back home for the winter like a migratory bird. So if I don't get to see you until then, safe travels. And I hope you enjoyed the tunes. Thanks for listening. You got it on 98.9, KUTX Leander, KUT HD2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Stick around. We got more wonderful music coming up. And I'm going to play you out on another one of the best bands of all time, The Ventures, with their song, The Creeper. Y'all have a good night.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
Austin Music Map.
This is the place, you know.
Long time ago, I had a terrible day and a girlfriend had broken up with me. But I was like, I'm gonna go take my guitar and go busk or whatever. And went and started playing on the pedestrian bridge, and this drag rat couple, like with a dog, like a puppy, like slung over their shoulder in a big backpack, and they had just gotten back from the Rainbow Gathering or something crazy. And they were like, hey, guitar man, hey. And they're like, we'll feed you this brownie if you follow us and be our soundtrack. I was like, okay. And so I just walked like 20 feet behind this couple and played my guitar, and they had like a romantic evening. And we ended up going up onto that pavilion, and I played, and they slow danced on that pavilion for like 30 minutes. So good stuff to be had all over town. Hey, my name's Alejandro Rose Garcia, and I'm Shaky Graves.
You're listening to the Austin Music Map. To share your favorite Austin music story, visit austinmusicmap.com.